Welcome to the After Show, the podcast at warm1013.com. Tony, Christy, Nikki, and Deborah Ross from Kids Out and About. Let's start with what we were talking about on the Red Didio this morning about when people say they know everything, basically. They know stuff when they really don't.
Well, so. I was talking to Nate lately. I've noticed every time I say something to him, and it doesn't matter what it is, and it's things that he doesn't know. Like something maybe from the 80s or a song or whatever. He's like, I know. And I know. And I'm like, finally, I looked at him, I go, you don't know. Why do you keep saying you do know?
Oh.
And he goes, oh, I just say that so that I look smarter than I am.
I think that's amazing.
So people don't think I don't know things.
I think that's so cute. I do. I think that is so cute.
That is funny.
Now, it's adorable, right. But it's not true. And I think you need to, as Nate gets a little older. So here's the thing, and when I was starting out, especially starting out in business, I realized that there's a difference between the stuff that I know and the stuff that I don't know. And also that if I tell my clients at the time, they have a question, there's some things that I know the answer to and some things that if I try to flub my way through it, I don't look nearly as smart as if I say that thing I don't know, we need to investigate to find out, because then I thought they're gonna trust me in what I actually do know. And it turned out to work, and it turned out that this is a known sort of phenomenon. I was actually having a conversation yesterday with Wendy Heintzelman, who's the dean of the College of Engineering at the U of R, and she was talking about this phenomenon in young people, too, and it's something that they consciously tell all these tech kids who are being let out into the world, that when you don't want to act like a know-it-all just because you come across partly as insecure. So you want to – kids coming out of the U of R in engineering know a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
Be confident in what you know and be confident in what you don't know. That makes it easier for you to learn the stuff that you don't know when you have those two things clearly in mind. And you also look smarter when you say what it is you don't know and that you appreciate new information coming in. You look much smarter.
The next time I throw out some 80s trivia – be like, don't lie. You need to know these things.
Says Dean Heintzelman.
Yeah. It's total 80s trivia,
right.
Too.
Yeah.
I know. No, you don't.
Interesting.
That's our car conversations, Tony.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Now, do you have a lot of kids in the car when you're doing this? Or just?
No. Ever since COVID, we do not offer to take other people's children.
I keep forgetting.
Yeah. Because the one time I did, I had to quarantine.
That's right. You had to quarantine because one of the kids ended up with COVID.
Not anymore. Even now, I see other people. We just say hi. Hi. Yeah. We don't even discuss it. Like, it's not even a thought,
right.
You know?
Right.
I know. I was out yesterday. Actually, when we drove from Perry, ended up in Mount Morris last night, Nikki. We went to to Brian's USA Diner. Ever go there?
Yeah, that's where we took my parents.
Oh, it's a fabulous place. I love
it. Yeah, it's so much fun.
And so we wanted to walk around Mount Morris and go to some of the shops, and some of the shops still had the mask to get in.
Oh, yeah.
I normally keep a couple in my car. I cleaned my car the other day.
Oh, no. Oh.
So I didn't have any masks, so I couldn't go in because I know that Livingston County is not as
vaccinated
as the rest of us.
We are not.
Yeah. So I couldn't even do that. So, but because I've already bought in, I guess, you know. I don't have, I'm the guy that's afraid of everybody, okay? Because you know me, I'm a scaredy cat.
Yeah, but you're vaccinated, and so like there's this level of security that you have. Like, okay.
I am, but I'm totally vaccinated. I understand that level of security. I still don't trust anything.
Yep.
You know.
Interesting.
Are you still wearing it in the grocery store?
Yeah, I will. I go to Wegmans. I go to.
Are you guys?
Yeah. No.
No. Okay. See, we're.
No, yeah. I mean, either I'm doing this life thing or I'm not. I figure, I didn't want to die.
Yeah.
I took all
the
precautions that I needed to not to die, and so either I'm doing this or I'm not.
I also have an issue. Mm. I have a super sensitive sense of smell.
Mm.
Ah.
And I've noticed with the mask on. Those things don't bother me as much anymore.
Yeah.
Right? If you go in an elevator,
yeah.
If it's like yesterday, as soon as I walked in, I put my mask on because it was stinky.
Speaking of elevators, you know how I don't like them.
Yeah, ever. Yeah.
Right.
That's my anxiety every morning coming to work. I got to get on the elevator.
Yes.
Thankfully, since I've been coming back in the studio, nothing.
Good for you. It's been bad for me since you've been back.
Fine. It's your problem.
No, I have to hit it like 20 times.
It's not about you. It's about me right now. So quiet down. Just once in your life.
It's always about you.
So I watched. I forgot what show I was watching, but they were in some sort of situation where they could end up being stuck there for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy said to whoever, he said, It's not like they're going to find your skeleton. Okay? There's not going to be skeletons. You're going to get out. So every time I get on the elevator now, I push the button. I have this thing. I push the button. I say, all the way up, buddy, because I talked to you, the elevator. And I go in the corner, and I say, you're not going to be a skeleton.
Oh my goodness, Tony.
I've been stuck in so many elevators in my life. It's a thing.
It's
now.
Really weird that you have, though.
Yeah.
Because it is such a phobia of yours.
Yeah.
And because you've been stuck
yes.
in
this. Yes. I
mean, how many do you think?
Oh, well, even before I was working in this building 30 years ago when I was with Nick and the Nice Guys, and my accountant was in this, still is in this building, I came up and I'm coming up to it, and all of a sudden the elevator just stops. So I hit the button, and the woman says, you know, hello or whatever. And I said, the elevator stopped. She goes, are you okay? I said, you tell me.
Oh my goodness.
She goes, can I do anything for you? I said, you can turn off the music. And she did.
Oh,
and
good.
Then about 3 minutes went by and the elevator started again.
Uh-huh.
That was like probably 30-something years ago. Okay.
Wow.
1980s.
The same elevator in... Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
And then I got.
Is it the same system?
No, they got all new elevators. They put all new elevators.
New elevators.
And then one time at when we were in the other building, I got out of the elevator. I forget. We're on the 17th floor. The elevator went all the way down. Doors didn't open. Went all the way up. Doors didn't open. Went all the way down. Doors didn't open.
Oh.
Two or three or four times, right?
Oh.
So I'm like, this is pissing me off.
Yeah.
So I hit the button, and they said, okay. When it came down to the thing, they stopped it. And then the guy pried the doors open.
Oh, my
okay?
goodness.
And I just walked out. I said, let's never do this again, okay? And I just kept walking.
You were so in shock. You just want to get out of there.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's why I have an elevator phobia. I never had it before.
So it wasn't just two times, though. It was a lot more.
Oh, yeah. God, a lot more.
That's just two you wanted to tell us about.
I mean,
okay.
I'm sure there were many, many more.
Because I don't have that phobia, but I haven't been, knock on wood.
Yeah, you'll find something to knock on. Because I hate it. Because I'm claustrophobic, so I don't like that.
Yeah.
But so anyway.
I'm glad that you have your positive talk going in the elevator, Tony, because that is also one of my beliefs.
Is it?
That words have power.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you put negative words into the atmosphere, it's not good. And I've been trying to teach my husband. He has this thing. Ever since we were dating, he does this thing. He says, nobody loves me anymore. You know, just kidding, you know.
Right.
When he wants me to cuddle or something.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody loves me. I said, honey, words have power. Stop that. So now he goes, somebody loves me.
You know, does he know you're talking like this about him? Because this is private information. Okay.
Wish you could see the look on Christy's face.
I think we might need to cut that out later.
No, that stays in. That stays in.
I don't think he's going to like, he's a manly man.
That's what he said last night.
All right. I know when to exit. Thank
We're
you all.
We're cutting Nikki's segments out.
Have a great Father's Day. We'll see you later.
Happy
That's the
Father's
podcast.
Day.
Happy Father's Day. Bye-bye.